Greetings and welcome to this episode of Everyday Manner. This is Dr. Marian Oluyinka Atolagbe. I am a medical missionary evangelist, and in this field, we use natural healing and wellness programs to prevent sickness, to maintain good health, to reverse lifestyle diseases, and to live intentionally for the glory of God. You must therefore take personal responsibilities when it comes to your health and well-being. And once you understand the simple principles of health, I tell you, personal responsibility becomes a joy. These principles are very simple. I assure you, they are not rocket science. They are very simple remedies. And that is why we call them, these principles, simple remedies. There are eight basic laws of health. There are eight basic laws that make up these simple remedies. And these laws are natural. They are the ways to preserve health and to regain health. Let me run through the list for you again. If you are new to this program, listening to us for the first time, you will be hearing this for the first time. But if you have been regular with me, you will know that there are eight basic principles. These are pure air, sunlight, self-control, rest, exercise, proper diet, the use of water, and trust in divine power. These indeed are the true remedies. So, listener, you choose the proper diet, and proper diet is loaded with all the best nutrients. If your food is not loaded with nutrients, then they are not proper. They will not do the best for your body. The best nutrient-dense foods are foods that are chosen from the plant kingdom, and they are prepared in a simple way, nothing complicated. And so you choose to eat lots of raw fruits. These are the ingredients, these are the food in the natural kingdom for proper diet. Fruits, very, very important. Raw vegetables, some legumes, grains, few nuts and seeds. Then you need to move so that this good food will be turned into good blood, and then it can circulate around to feed your cells with the nutrients. Remember, your cells are the basic units of your entire body. Then you combine fresh air with exercise when you walk or walk outdoors, and be sure you take enough water for your body weight on a daily basis. The water you did not take yesterday will not be made up for today, so you need to take the water every day. Don't forget also to use water externally as needed for cleansing all the entire body. The skin especially is very important for maintenance of health and for healing. External water helps to improve circulation and to restore health. Above all, you need to rest. Get 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night and rest in God, which is the last but not the least of these eight laws of health. Rest in God means totally learning to depend on Him with a childlike trust that He can take care of you in every sphere of your life. Now, in this particular episode, I want to expound to you on methods of healing. Because you may be aware, as all of us should be, that there are many healing methods, and they are as old as human beings. As for us in Africa, traditionally we have many healing methods. They are not new. They've been around with us even before the advent of pharmaceutical and orthodox medicine. But today we are experiencing more than before a new surge or interest in natural healing methods. There are so many acclaimed natural healers today that some are just disgusted when you mention natural healing. They don't want to listen to you, they don't want to hear you, because there's so many that are claiming to be natural healers. So for those who are disgusted, their minds go to the white-haired old man or woman, to hawkers in the buses and markets and along the streets who carry many colorful concoctions claiming to cure everything from fever to hemorrhoids to just everything you can call sickness. How do you know if what you are doing in the name of natural cure is really right for you, how do you know? What do you use as your yardstick to test if what you are doing or what you are drinking or what you are taking from this so-called natural healer is actually right for you? So the first question you want to ask yourself, and I would like to ask you, and I would also like to ask in this episode, is that, are there methods that indeed have stood the test of time? Can you affirm that there are, or there may be, a method or methods that can really cure? I want to tell you that the answer is yes. There are methods that have remained useful and valued over a long period of time, even till today. And I believe, listener, you should know this and understand these methods of healing. The procedures in these methods, if you learn them and follow them, can help you and your loved ones for the rest of your lives. And I tell you, this is very, very important. Who doesn't fall sick, or who does not know who is sick? Sickness is everywhere. So it's important for you to know that there is a method that you can learn to use. And if you have it at the back of your mind and always ready, you can nip problems in the bud before they get out of hand. We call it prevention, right? And prevention many times can even take care of so many problems. And even if a problem has happened, especially today, with so many lifestyle problems around, you need to know this. So stay with me and walk through this with me. Let me explain to you what's involved in this method that I am referring to. Basically, the importance of proper care is very important. Proper care and diet, those two are key. Doesn't that sound commonplace? Proper care, diet. Isn't that why many people take things for granted? I take care of myself, they say, and I eat, so what's the big deal? That may not sound like method of healing to many, maybe to you too as you are listening. But imagine that whatever you put in your mouth does really matter. Whatever you put in your mouth does really matter. It's some people feel like, well, whatever I put in my mouth, as long as I feel satisfied, is it not just to fill the belly? No. If you are thinking of healing, then you need to watch what goes in your mouth. Reason it out with me. Look at flowers, fruit, and vegetables, for those who grow them. If they are not grown in good soil, will they give you good flowers or good fruits? Will you actually have a harvest? You take care of the soil so that you can have good harvest. Now, when you think of those soils that are bad and food crops are planted in them, will you have good result? No. Now, look at farmers who also take care of livestock. Don't they find good food for the animals to eat so that they will be able to have a good looking animal, or even birds like chicken, turkey, to be able to sell if they are well fed? Of course they do. Those who even raise dogs, special dogs, and they want to show off their dogs, they take time to feed them well. They give them significant amount of vitamins and minerals. But generally, human nutrition is almost always ignored. Every day you feed a child or a teenager, or even an adult, do you watch what you are eating, or do you watch what you are giving that child? You can build good health and prevent disease only, and I want to emphasize to you that word only, by eating right and taking proper care of your body. So you see, I'm going back again to that proper care and diet, because this is so key when you are talking about healing and care and recovery. Your mind will be vigorous. You will achieve the greatest development when your body is well. I'm sure you are agreeing with me, because that is so true. So once you have nourished your body well, it will take care of you. If you nourish that body very well, the body will take care of you. The body has self-healing mechanism. It is indeed a remarkable fact that with the help of God, the body can heal itself. God made our bodies with built-in ways to process the food and keep us well if we feed it with good natural food. Good natural food, yes, good natural food. The best food that the master designer, you know who the master designer is? God. Immediately he created man in Genesis chapter 1, the record that the Bible gave us in verse 29, the Bible says, every herb bearing seed, every tree, every fruit of the tree yielding seed, this is the original best diet. Every herb bearing seed, every tree, every fruit of tree yielding seed, in there you have fruits, and you have seed, and you have nuts. This is the original diet. But of course, you know, after man sinned, in Genesis chapter 3, vegetables was added for the healing of our body because of the result of sin. But you know, we are subject to wear and tear, and our bodies get sick nevertheless. Since we are still in this body that is subject to death in the long run, but you can postpone it. You can postpone that funeral. I listened to a lecture once, postpone your funeral. I was attracted to the title of the lecture. But this is all what the lecturer was saying that day. When disease strikes as a result of wear and tear, the regular functions are temporarily set aside and the body goes to work to do what? To regenerate itself. Instead of using energy food for digestion, for instance, or muscular activity, do you know what the body will do? It switches over to cleansing, to repair, and rebuilding. It's so amazing how God has put into our body healing mechanisms when we choose the right food and prepare the food in a simple way. Simple way, we have talked about this before, I have mentioned this before. Simple ways means eating it fruit raw, washing them properly, eating raw, and you need to eat some raw vegetables too. All the vegetables we cook can be steamed gently if you cannot tolerate them when they are all raw. Steam gently with some onions and a little bit of garlic. That's an example of simply preparing the food. So now, back to our topic. You are sick and you want to do something about it, and you are thinking of which method should I use to recover. One thing you need to know is that when you are sick, your bodies have become weary, your body organs have become weary, and they are overloaded with toxins. The word disease, if I break it into two and I say D-I-S, dis, and is, it's simply saying the body is no longer at ease. Disease is actually an effort of nature to cleanse the body of toxins. So let the body rest a while and let it rebuild the organs. Disease is meant to be a friend. Disease is meant to be a friend. It's a warning signal. It is not an enemy. Whoever warns you of danger is not your enemy. And so disease is like that. It's a warning that things are not right. So it is at this time that you must help the body cleanse the system of impurities and restore itself to health. When sick, there's need to rest in bed while receiving minimum of the most nourishing and most digestible food. Now, as you listen and you are coming along with me, you will see the simplicity of this method. So when you understand that disease is not an enemy and that it's a warning signal that your body organs are loaded with impurities and toxins and the body is trying to get rid of them, then it's time to relax, to rest, and it's time to take minimum, small amount of the most nourishing and most digestible food. You're already guessing, or you know the answer. Yes, fruits are the most nourishing and the most digestible food. So that is the time you should go on a fruit fast. I'm going to discuss fast in another episode fully, because it is time for your body to turn attention to carrying on the healing process. When you do this, results that happen are amazing. What the sick need a lot is pure air. It's not time for you to lock up your rooms and stay indoors and cover your head. No, It's time for you to get fresh air. Open those windows wide when you are resting in the room. Then take minimum amount of wholesome food and gently get the help of other people. Get some rest. Drink pure water. I'm not talking about pure water in sachet water. I'm saying let the water that you are drinking be purified. Don't load your body with more impurities, chemicals. All chemicals that you use for relief of disease, they are poisonous to your body system. Yes, they will trigger your body to do something, and your body wants to get rid of that poison too. But then when you focus on cleaning out your body and using a lot of fruit, which is the best, most nourishing and most digestible food, you will help your body. Then take care and get out of the rat race for some time and take time to rest. When you choose this method, which is an opportunity for you to do, the healing process is faster. You fight the poison and you get better and well more permanently than if you run to take care of the signal, which is what most of the analgesics, pain relievers that you take, that is what they do. They simply turn off the light. Tell disease, leave me alone. Don't tell me I'm sick. And that's risky. Your body will fight if you use this method. It will take care of the poison. Then the sickness that seems to be coming will start getting taken care of. And you'll be able to have true healing. But if you simply add poisons to the system, it will weaken the body for years to come. You may not get the effect immediately, but you have to deal with the effect sooner or later. You can break this cycle of sickness, seeming healing, recurrences coming back and forth, by going on wholesome food. We consist of fresh, raw fruit juices. And when I say raw fruit juices, don't take the one that you did not see how it was processed. Buy the fruit and have somebody, if you cannot do it yourself, help you in preparing it. Prepare the juice from whole fruit. Don't take the one that is somewhere and then it is packaged and given to you. Because you don't know what is inside that one. You can only look at the picture on the box or something and say, oh yeah, but it's not necessarily what is in the box that is inside the container. So get whole fruit. When you are sick, get whole fruit. When you are well, get whole fruit. Prepare some of the fruits yourself to get the juice, because right now that is your supplement. Intake of a lot of fruit. The best fruits are citrus fruits. Citrus fruits, those are lemons, oranges, lime, grapefruit, tangerines, and pineapples. They are very good. When distressed physically, mentally, or emotionally, this cleansing program is needed. Then you can do a rotation diet for some time. This may involve several days of water, lemon fasting, juice fasting, light meals. I will discuss fasting in detail in another episode. So pray that Lord will continue to guide you and lead you as you proceed carefully. Don't be rash. Seek the counsel of your healthcare practitioner. Don't take everything into, yeah, I don't care, let me just do this. No, be careful. Ask questions. Be careful also what kind of protein food that you include when you are doing such cleansing program. Your weight is a factor. If you are underweight, then you need to be extra careful. If you are overweight, it's a good time to lose some of the extra pounds. And some may need what we call enema or colonics. That means cleaning out the colon, getting rid of the wastes that are sitting down there like a cesspool or an incinerator and not getting out of the body. You know, most degenerative diseases that start and progress gradually until you get to a point where you are totally helpless, they are best taken care of by patient and persistence, following a regimen that is more lasting and more true healing. So, once you have the disease resolved, you then need to adopt the best post-recovery diet. Yeah, you're laughing. Yes, the best post-recovery diet is also a whole food plant-based diet. Whole food plant plant-based diet. Not just plant-based, but whole food plant-based diet. It will be okay to use this type of fasting once in a while to prevent and to stay in good health, once in a year, once in every 3 months or so, depending on your situation and your circumstance. But it's important that you take it into consideration and adopt it into your lifestyle. This will take care of fatigue, unnecessarily getting tired, constipation, premature aging. You know, premature aging is when you are 30 years old and you're looking like 45 or thereabout, and you are having aches and pains that are associated with older persons. Then limited sclerotic damages, which means your blood vessels will not be hardening and getting extra deposits of those plaques. Your body will start cleaning itself. Your cells will be fed with oxygen. You wouldn't have any problems with your nerves. They will resuscitate and rejuvenate and recreate themselves as needed. I recommend that anyone over the age of 35 should do this cleansing program once in a while as needed. If properly done, tumors, which you cannot avoid cancer cells entering your body on a daily basis, the only way you fight them is your strong immunity. So when you do this and you use natural means to take care of yourself, your body will be fighting itself. Your body will be reconstructing itself. Changes will be happening and you will not be aware. All you'll be aware of is that you are feeling well, you are able to perform your duties, you are not having aches and pains. You can see the doctor as you need to see your lawyer. I'm not trying to take the work off the doctor's hand, but they're already overwhelmed. They would rather have you do a number of things by yourself so that the place is not loaded with queues of people waiting in line, and then you are able to help your family members. You are able to help your friends at work. You are able to help all those who will need help also. You wouldn't be one of those who need others to help you. You will be a helper yourself. Now, in many developed countries, and in developing ones like ours, many are making earnest efforts to adopt this natural method of caring for the body. Well, it is true that it demands understanding, no doubt about that, and you need to understand. And that is why this radio, Hope FM 89.1, has taken time to give such programs so that you can be educated to understand what you need to take care of your body and to remain in good health. It demands understanding. You cannot take it for granted, and you should not just swallow anything that comes up in the internet, and you should not agree with me also if you don't find out that this is true. And how do you find out? One of the ways in which you need to find out is what I share with you, primarily from the Word of God. Look at it in terms of how God created man and what he gave man to use and how best man is using them and how disease is now taking over so many lives that should be around and helping. And then you begin to see that it makes a lot of sense, first of all, to learn how your body works and to learn to put the best nutrition in your body so that when counterfeit natural healers come, you can apply knowledge from the Creator, as I mentioned, from the Creator's manual, the Bible, and you will see these 8 laws of health, all of them incorporated into the lifestyle. Proper nutrition, exercise. You know that sitting in the desk 8 hours or 4 to 5 hours stretch is not ideal for the human body. You need to get up and move around. If you are not drinking enough water, then your body will be crying because your kidney, your liver, they all need a lot of water. Every cell of the body actually needs water to function. You lose at least 5 cups of water every day, even if you don't sweat. And if you don't return it back to your body, your cells will start dying. Self-control, totally abstaining from that which is not good for your body, and then incorporating into it with a sense what is good and ideal and necessary for the body. Pure air, sunlight, physical rest of 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night. You know, you hear me mention at night, very, very important. It should be at night. and reliance on God. Totally reliance on God. And when you do this, you will be using the true remedies for prevention, for maintenance, and for recovery of health. Like all things of value, there's no doubt that your health is paramount. It's very, very important. Shift your attention from immediate concerns. Yes, immediate concerns are necessary. You need to run around to get money to care for the daily needs and the days to come needs and the children's education and all of that. But your health is paramount. Your health is important. Without good health, how are you going to be able to get that money? So you need to take time to pause and look deep on more things that are of eternal value. Take time for stillness, away from the commotion and noise of our everyday lives. Explore the deeper side of yourself by reading and meditating on the inspiring words from the Bible. Give time to the most important. The most important is you, first and foremost, and that you, the most important part of that you is your health. Remember that your health is not just physically being able to move around. Remember that your health also depends on your emotion, your mental health, not just physical, your spiritual health, that strength that you need in order to cope with life. It's in your power. It's in your hand to take care of it. So today, as we talk about methods of healing, and we are seeing that a very, very important method of healing is the natural way. The natural way in which your body has been constituted, which means you take care of your body and you don't run too quickly and too soon to quench the red signal that tells you that there is uneasiness, disease in the body. Keep in mind that the best food that you need for your body, both in health and in sickness, are the ones that are found naturally. Yes, naturally, and also prepared in simple way. The way you can minimize getting sick often is to adopt this method of healing, is to see that you are taking proper care of your body. You see, I'm mentioning it, I'm repeating it, and I'm emphasizing it. For your mind to be vigorous, for you to achieve the greatest development that your body can and your mind can, then you need to be in good health. And keep in mind that good health is not by chance. You cannot just say, well, let me just eat what I find. No, you need to take some time to think, what is best for my body? What is best for me to put in there that will give me the proper health, that will help my body to be strong and my mind to be able to take care of all that I need to take care of? And I'm emphasizing that when it comes to your health, it is very, very important. It is the most important thing that is in your hand to take care of. And everyday choice is very important for you to do. So it's a wonderful chance for you, dear listener, to keep this appointment with me at this time each week. For information that will bless your need for optimum health, it's your duty. It's for your sake, it's for your family's sake, and for the sake of humanity to be informed in regard to the laws of life and conscientiously to obey them. Health is not the result of chance, but of obedience to the laws of health. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Till you join me again, it's Dr. Yinka Atolagbe. Everyday manner. God bless you.